radio.org.
Sometimes I live in
Stop rambling, stop your gambling, stop staying out late at night. Go home to your wife and family. Stay there by your fireside bright.
Irene, good night. Irene, good night. Good night, Irene. Good night, Irene. I'll see you in my dreams. Good night, Irene. Good night, Irene. I'll see you in my dreams.
All right, that was a fun folk song. I promise there's more interesting music coming up. Sorry.
Waits alone as she sits in the silence. Magic was in the air, and the way that she looked was so tragic. But I'll never forget the words.
So, I mean, when did you actually...
All right.
Hello.
So, the last two songs I played, the first one was Wicked by Cornerstone, and the second one was by The Exploited, and it is called... Excuse my language, but I have to say the title. It's called Fuck the USA, which just made me happy. I'm sorry. I thought it was funny. And it's all these guys with very obnoxiously bright hair. One has a mohawk. Another one has a mohawk, but it's not as cool of a mohawk. And then the other ones all just have really bright hair. And they all are singing and freaking out and trying to be overly punk and just screaming nonstop. And I think it's hilarious.
Really, they only say that one line the whole time.
They say other things than that.
Hardly.
1 second. Ah, okay. I accidentally just picked up my phone, so I'm sorry whoever was just calling me. That was probably really weird.
Yellow.
Like butt dialing people. Have you ever butt dialed someone for a really long time and gotten like a message, a butt dial message?
I've gotten several of those. Like I just like get these messages with like nothing on them.
I got a butt dial message a little while ago that was opera singing. And it was definitely a butt dial. Like, I could hear people in, like, a classroom. So they must have been watching a movie that had, like, singing in it. And I think it was from Drew, actually. So if you're listening, Drew, you leave weird butt dial messages on my phone a lot.
I accidentally did
really
that
weird.
To someone. And it was, like, 20 minutes.
Wow.
Yeah.
So
I called Julia, like, I called Julia three times during one class during school.
That's why my phone is now locked. So I have to press a series of buttons.
I always have to press a series of buttons. You can still butt dial people.
Yeah, but it's more difficult.
It's true. All right, the next song I'm going to play is a Celtic song. There you go, Amy. She was complaining that this wasn't real Scottish music.
No, we want bagpipes.
We want bagpipes.
If it's from Scotland, it's Scottish.
Yes, but we want bagpipes.
I will play some bagpipes in a little bit. This has some bagpipes in it, I'm pretty sure.
We want some authentic Scottishness.
Okay. I'm really confused by this first comment, by the way. I'm playing these all off YouTube, and the first one just says, "Your mom's a mandolin." I'm very confused.
We'll find out.
So this is by Shugly Niffy.
Shugly
Niffy? Shugly Niffy? I think that's how you say it. And it's called Maxine's Polka.
Oh, fun.
Maxine's Polka.
Enjoy.
Thank you. by the nail under the top and bottom buttons on my blazer. Relax a fringle, slacken ties and I. Not to look at you in the shoe. Accidentally I charm you and tell you of the boys I hate, all the girls I hate, all the words I hate, all the clothes I hate. Oh, I'll never be anything I hate. You smile, mention something that you like. Harry Wogenhau, I made it and what I made is unclear now. But his deference is and his laughter is. My words and smile are so easy now. Yes, it's easy now. Yes, it's easy now. Factory will find me in the matinee. Dark of the matinee. It's better in the matinee. The dark of the matinee. You will find me and follow me through corridors or factories and files. You must follow me. This academic factory will find me in the matinee. The dark of the matinee. Better in the matinee. The dark of the matinee is mine.
All right.
Hello.
That last song was probably semi-recognizable. That's by Franz Ferdinand, The Dark of the Matinee. And you probably know that band from their song Take Me Out, which was the number 3 on the UK charts for a little while and was pretty popular in the US. And I'll actually play that song in a little bit, but I wanted to start off with a song that's a little less, I don't know, one-hit wonder-y.
Sorry, she gets to leave at 5, so...
I'm playing a lot of stuff. I don't know which ones have bagpipes. I'm sorry, but a lot of them do. Okay, the next one I'm playing is by The Corries, which I think is a really lame name for a band.
The Corries.
The Corries.
I bet they're all...
I've noticed a lot of bands, you just put the in front of some random word, and then it becomes a band name.
No, there was this band, and they're called Them Cricket Vultures.
What?
Them what?
Cricket Vultures.
Cricket Vultures?
It's Cricket.
Cricket?
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 Cricket.
Yeah, the Crooked Vultures. See, it's just weird. All right, so, yeah, this is The Corries, Massacre of Glencoe. And after that, I'm going to play a song by Donovan called Sunshine Superman, which is a really cool name. And it was categorized when I searched for music under psychedelic, but I personally don't count this as psychedelic. We'll see if you guys do. All right.
and coal uncovers a grave, O'Donnell. And cruel was the foe that raped Glencoe and murdered the house of MacDonald. They came in the blizzard, we offered them heat, a roof for their heads, dry shoes for their feet. We wined them and dined them, they ate our meat, and they slept in the house of MacDonald. Cruel is the snow that sweeps Glencoe and covers the grave of O'Donnell. And cruel was the foe that raped Glencoe and murdered the house of MacDonnell. They came from Fort William with murder in mind. The Campbell had orders, King William had signed. It all to the sword, these words underlined, and leave none alive, called MacDonald. Oh, cruel is the snow that sweeps Glencoe and covers the grave, O'Donnell. And cruel was the foe that raped Glencoe and murdered the house, O MacDonald. Came in the night when the men were asleep, this band of Argyles, through snow soft and deep, like murdering foxes among helpless sheep, they slaughtered the house, O MacDonald. Oh, cruel is the snow that sweeps Glencoe and covers the grave, O MacDonald. Cruel was the foe that raped Glencoe and murdered the house of MacDonald. Some died in their beds at the hand of the foe. Some fled in the night, were lost in the snow. Some limped to the Keusin, was struck the first blow. But gone was the house of MacDonald. Snow that sweeps Glencoe and covers the grave of O'Donnell. And cruel was the foe that raped Glencoe and murdered the house of MacDonnell. Cruel is the snow that sweeps Glencoe and covers the grave of O'Donnell. And the foe that raped Glencoe and murdered the house of MacDonald.
Sunshine came soft through my window today. Could have tripped out easy, but I've changed my way. It'll take time, I know it, but in a while you're gonna be mine, I know it. We're doing it in style, 'cause I made my baby.
All right, sorry, that was some weird technical difficulties. I thought I pushed the button, I must have pushed it twice.
You've been talking to no one.
Only for like 2 seconds, shh. And Sage, you can't even, no one can hear you right now.
I think they can hear me.
No, they can't, Sage, actually, because nothing's picking up because I only have this mic on, so you need to walk over to your mic and then pick that one up. So I'm playing this song, The Green Hills of Tyrol, The Battle is Over. And, yeah.
Hello, now you can all hear me.
No, now they can hear you. I just turned it
on. Hi.
And now we're going off because we're playing a song.
Thank you.
I think that that just proves how BA bagpipes
are. Told you they were awesome.
They're really cool. They really are. It's just, and a lot of the music I'm going to play actually does have bagpipes and penny whistles and other interesting things incorporated. The next song I'm going to play is by the Vaselines, which I think is a disgusting sounding name. And it is called the Vaselines. Like, ew. And it's called Son of a Gun. And this song came out in 87. Yeah, it's kind of cool. And then the one after it is by the Delgados. And it's kind of they're kind of the anti-Beatles, I decided, because of the name of this song. And the name of the song is All You Need Is Hate. So first the Vaselines and then the anti-Beatles, a.k.a. the Delgados.
Okay, that's good. Oh, I'm sorry.
it's better to inflict them to a tantrum. You ask me what you need, hate is all you need. Hate is all around, crying in the heart and every waking sound. On your way to school, work or church, you find it, it's the only rule. Build a different world, pay for help and find what you've been looking for.
All right.
Hey guys.
I really like that last song. That was called Chelsea Dagger by the Frailties. Amy just got shocked. It's funny. You okay? Okay. So I like that song. I think it's really cool. The next song that we're going to play is lame, but I think we should play it anyway. I might not make you guys suffer through the whole thing. I might fade it out after a little bit.
That's good.
Yeah, this is the by the Young Fathers. Yeah.
You can if it has bagpipes,
it's not.
It'll be wonderful.
It's called Straight Back On It, and it's pretty much the only Scottish rap song I could find. And it's from, because I try to like cover as many genres as I can, and it's from like the 80s, and it's just terrible. And the music video is terrible, and everything about it is just terrible. So I'm going to play it because it's just awful. And I like awful music sometimes. It's fun. All right, so here's the Young Fathers, Straight Back On It.
Delicious.
Uh-huh.
Delicious.
Yeah.
Delicious.
Woo. Come on.
First Christmas gift to you was turning that off. The next song is really cool, actually. It is by Murr and Jim Kerr. I'm serious. Murr and Jim Kerr. And it's called Deep Blue Sea.
Deep Blue Sea.
Wasn't there like... you know the song that makes me think of? The Baby Beluga song. Do you guys remember that song?
I was wondering. I was like, what is the name?
It's in the Baby Beluga song. If you don't know the Baby Beluga song, I'm not going to sing it for you because I don't like my voice, but look it up and sing it loudly.
Baby Beluga, Baby Beluga.
We can't hear you, Sage. You got to get closer.
Good.
Yeah, that was a little sampling. Look it up. It's really fun. It's a good kindergartner song. Actually, it's a good song
for all ages.
It's approved for ages 6 months to 99 years, but if you're older than 99, then you're not allowed to listen to it.
I'm sorry. Sucks for you.
Have you ever noticed that on game boards?
I know. They just try to look cool, and it's like...
It's like ages 9 to 99, and you're like, actually... you're like, is 100-year-olds not allowed to play games? Guess not. Apparently, 100-year-olds aren't allowed to play board games. Sorry, people who live to be 100. You live all this life, and then you just can't do anything because the board game designers tell you. Sucks. Anyway, that was weird. Weird rant. Would you like to say that again now?
Murr and Jim Kerr.
I had to turn your mic off because you guys were laughing too much. All right, Murr and Jim Kerr.
All right. Sorry, that ended a little early. I accidentally clicked a button. But I really like that song. That is by Croft Number 5, and it is called Out of Line. I think the Scottish do a really good job of incorporating their traditional music into their modern music. This song has electric guitar, drum set, accordion, fiddle, the pan flute, electric bass, and there was one other instrument I was freaking out about. There's no bagpipes in that song. So I already played it. You would have heard bagpipes. But yeah, so that it has a lot of cool traditional instruments and non-traditional instruments and a good mix. And I think that a lot of those modern Celtic songs are like that, which is really impressive because a lot of the music in the world today is very much westernized. So I'm very impressed with them. The next song I'm going to play is by Primal Scream, which is a cool name for a band. And,
okay, one sec.
Oh, wait. That's what I'm doing. I am.
It's on?
No, wait. So, this song is called Primal Scream, and it's by Some Velvet Morning, and it features Kate Moss.
Hi there, I'm Holly Valance, and this is Primal Scream's new video to Some Velvet Morning. Look out for Kate Moss.
I apologize for that.
Yeah.
been good to know you so long. Been good to know you so long. It's been good to know you. This dusty old dust is a blowing me home. I've got to be rolling along. I'll sing this song, but I'll sing it again, of the place that I lived on the West Texas Plains.
I apologize to the people who liked that song, but I'm sorry, I'm not a fan of Woody Guthrie. Anyway, the song before that was, I actually don't remember what it was called, but I can find that. 1 second. Sorry, I'm talking really fast. But yeah, it was basically a trance style song. And they use a lot of traditional instruments in it, which I thought was really cool. Once again, the Scottish are cool. So this is by Martin. That last song was by... not the last one. The trippy song was by Martin Bennett. And it's called Spree from the album Hardland. Yep. The next song I'm going to play is by K.T. Tunstall. And it's called Other Side of the World.
Close enough to see that you're on the other side of the world.
All right, that was KT Tunstall, Other Side of the World. I really like that song. I think it's very beautiful. So now I have some fun things to, some fun facts. You guys want to hear some?
Sure.
They're not actually about Scotland, but I was on stumbleupon.com, which is a really fun website, actually. And I found this. And they're bizarre U.S. laws. So here's some of the weirdest ones. This one's from Alabama. It's illegal to wear a fake mustache that causes laughter in church. See, how would you enforce that, though? Because somebody that was laughing, if someone else had a mustache...
Excuse me, please remove your mustache.
No, but I mean, couldn't the person say that was laughing say, like, oh, I wasn't laughing at your mustache, I was laughing at something else?
You would tell. You could be... Okay, just move on.
Anyway, in Alaska, it's illegal to whisper in someone's ear while he's moose hunting.
Oh, that is a big no-no. Who doesn't know that? Come on.
In Arkansas, it's illegal to mispronounce the name of the state of Arkansas.
In Arkansas?
Mm-hmm.
So, can't say Arkansas.
Yeah, I know. In California, you may not eat an orange in your bathtub.
Oh, my.
That's like my favorite thing to do. That's.
I know. Saturday night,
you've
had a long week. You just get out an orange and
just
some bubble bath.
Just want to eat an orange, but no.
But no.
You just have to take away everyone's fun.
How do you find out if someone's
going
to get that in?
Okay.
Then you get you
are surrounded. Drop the orange.
Yes. And then the person who saw would get arrested for being a stalker.
Sage.
So.
In Connecticut, there's a law that says, or not a law, I guess it's a clarification. But anyway, a pickle cannot actually be a pickle unless it bounces.
Oh, I've heard that one.
In Delaware.
Do you know? Wait, I've got a random fact that goes with a pickle.
Go.
Well, it's similar to the bouncing thing. So I heard in history, our teacher said in history, yeah, a cranberry is considered ripe if it'll bounce, at least 4 inches. If it bounces super high,
it's
overly ready. And if it doesn't bounce or hardly bounces at all, then it's
You
want to
go
right
buy
now.
A bunch of cranberries and bounce them?
I know. I've been wanting to do that, actually. So
let's do it.
On.
Okay.
We can have a competition.
Cool. In Delaware, I think this is a good law. It's illegal to get married on a dare.
Oh, wow. That's
Dude, you'd have some serious issues to dare your friend to get married.
I dare you to.
It's like, I double dog dare you. Oh, my God. I have to do
this. This one's funny. This must be an old one. In Washington, D.C., it's against the law to post a public notice calling someone a coward for refusing to accept a challenge to a duel.
Oh, my.
All right. I have two more to read. No, three more. All right. In Florida, if you tie an elephant to a parking meter, you must pay the same parking fee as you would for a vehicle, which to me begs the question, what about a rhino? Would that be...
Wait, I'm sorry. What was the law?
I think it'd be half as much.
If you tie an elephant to a parking meter, you must pay the same parking fee
Where
as
is
you would
this?
For a vehicle. This is in Florida.
That's funny.
Oh, yeah, because so, I just carry my...
What if you tied your rhino up? Would
That'd
that
be
still
half
be...
as much.
Is it species-oriented or is it size-oriented?
No, if someone got arrested for trying to, like, you could argue that in court and say there was no rule against it. To be honest, you know, I've actually done a lot of these on my dad's phone, you know, looking these up. Because he has, like, this app thing. And
there's an app for that.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Sorry, go.
But, like, so, and I hardly see any for California. And you see so many, there's certain states that just
It's all the
repeated.
Hick states that get
It
all
is,
them.
And I mean, I haven't seen one for Colorado. All right,
Sage. I actually found a couple for Colorado, but they're not very interesting, so I'm not going to read them. In Georgia, it is illegal to change the clothes on a storefront mannequin unless you draw the shades first.
Oh, because you don't want to be
privacy.
Breaking the privacy rule of Ken. I'm calling it Ken.
Here's the last one. It is illegal.
It's public nudity.
Okay, in Kansas, it's illegal to throw knives at men wearing striped suits.
Oh, fun.
Hey, well, if you have someone chasing you, put on a striped suit.
I'm pretty sure it's illegal to throw a knife at any person, though, but that's just really weird.
But the striped suit just makes it
makes
more
just
cooler.
Makes it more illegal. Yeah. Okay, so then the next song I'm going to play is by...
Wait, no, I have one. I have one that's not.
Okay,
you didn't read.
Go.
Okay, I thought this was just kind of ridiculous. Okay. Okay, in New York... The penalty for jumping off of a building is death.
Oh. Wow.
So if you don't die...
So here's the thing. If you are really, like, diehard set on killing yourself, that's the way and the place
yes,
to do
but
it.
Yes, but don't.
Don't.
But
I'm just saying, like, it's a really dumb law, like, because all it does is encourage people to do that.
No.
I think so.
What? Well, like, I don't want to die. What?
You know, encourage people that are already, like, suicidal. That's to have that be their route. Anyway.
Yeah.
Well,
it'll take.
Well, anyway, the point is, you're probably going to die, so if you don't, then you're going to die anyway, so.
It's a lose-lose situation.
Yep.
All right.
Pretty much.
The next song I'm going to play.
I'm going to look some up for Colorado, and we'll be back with these.
But what if you jump off a 5-foot building?
There's no such building.
Well.
Amy.
Oh,
Sage.
This is hilarious.
Shh. I'm reading something. The next song I'm going to play is called Folk Police, and it's by the Peat Bog Fairies. And they have the cool European way of spelling fairies, F-A-E-R-I-E-S, which makes me happy. So here's the song.
Thank you.
Dad in Ohio. Okay, Sage, let me talk and then I'll give you a turn. So, yeah, that was Tommy Smith with the Peacocks, really good jazz group from Scotland. So, when choosing a country, sometimes I just choose one really randomly, but this week we did Scotland for a very specific reason. My grandma, Grandma Heather Zimmerman, just passed away yesterday, and she was Scottish and very proud of her heritage. She had a lot of Christmas decorations, especially that were Scottish, a lot of Christmas Santas.
Lots of them.
Yes. She was a really neat lady, really awesome woman. We were just back in Ohio visiting her last week, and so this whole show tonight is really a dedication to her and also a shout out kind of condolence to everybody that knew her
and loved her.
Yeah.
Just a lot of people. And so, yes, and now she is resting comfortably and yeah. That sounded cheesy.
Yeah, it did.
Okay, well, yes, Grandma, this is for you. And we all love you very much.
Mm-hmm. Right. The next song is by The Associates, and it's called Party Fears 2. And it's a really cool song. I just played that jazz song.
Oh, is this one for Grandma?
This whole show is for Grandma. I'm out of folk songs.
I get it. Okay. All right. Here we go.
Party Fears 2.
Thank you. trust you all the same. I don't know why. 'Cause when my back is turned, my bruises shine. Our broken fairy tale, so hard to hide.
Was Buffy Clyro, Many of Horror, and it's a really cool song. I think it's beautiful. The next song is Jimmy Barnes, Working Class Man, and after that I'm going to play Heather Haywood, Common Ground.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Working hard to make a living, bringing shade out of our rain. A father's son left to carry on blue denim in his veins. Oh, 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 he's a working class man. Oh,
even all the old chap for the one love of his lamb. He ain't a worry.
Winter here in toon, for the scaldies aye miscry us, and they try to bring us doon. And it's hard to raise three bairns in a single fully box room, but I'll tack ye on the road again when the yellow's on the broom. When the yellow's on the broom, when the yellow's on the broom, I'll tack ye on the road again when the yellow's on the broom. The scaldies cry as tinker dart and scone sour bairns in school. But who cares what a scaldie thinks, for a scaldie's bit of fool? For they never hear the yodeling sang, nor see the flax in bloom. For they're aye cooped up in who sees when the yellow's on the broom. When I'll put us back.
right, that was Don't You Forget About Me by Simple Minds.
That's Scottish?
Apparently. Oh. It was made in 1985. The next one is by the Jesus and Mary Chain. Isn't that a cool name?
Which one?
The band, the Jesus and Mary Chain. I don't know, I kind of like it. It's interesting, yeah. All right, and it's called Sometimes Always, and then after that, I'm going to play No Emotion by Idlewind.
We show all the emotion. We show all the emotion. And we kick back into a world of emotion. We show all the emotion. can see changes that have come over me. In these last few days I've been afraid that I might drift away. So I've been telling old stories, singing songs that make me think about where I came from. That's the reason why I seem so far away. Friends that I needed losing, found others on the way. I have tried and I've kept on trying, stolen dreams, there's no denying. I've traveled hard, my conscience flying somewhere with the wind. Let me tell you that I love you, that I think about you all. Caledonia, you called me, and now I'm going home. And if I should become a stranger, you know that it would make me more than sad. Caledonia's been everything I've ever had. And the kisses flow, then I will disappear. Let me tell you that I love you, and that I think about you all the time. Caledonia, you're calling me, and now I'm going home. And if I should become a stranger, you know that it would make me more than sad. Caledonia's been everything I've ever had. And if I should become a stranger, you know that it would make me more than sad. Caledonia's been everything I've ever had. Caledonia's been everything I've ever had.
Singing the song, singing this is a life, and you wake up. stars. Where you gonna go? Where you gonna go? Where you gonna sleep tonight?
Oops. All right, that was Amy MacDonald, This Is The Life. I think it's a really pretty song. All right, the next song is another one by Franz Ferdinand called Take Me Out, which I talked about a little bit earlier in the show. And it's a pretty popular song, so I thought I'd go ahead and play it. Yeah, Sage, do you have anything fun to say?
Nope.
All right, then here's Take Me Out.
I just want you closer. Is that all? Baby, let's get closer to you. Grant my last request and just let me hold you. Don't shrug your shoulders. Lay down beside me. Sure, I can accept that we're going nowhere. But one last time, let's go there. Oh.
before. I just want you closer. Is that alright? Baby, let's get closer tonight. Run my lusty quest and just let me hold you. Don't shrug your shoulders. Lay down beside me. Sure, I can accept that we're going nowhere. But one last time, let's go there. Oh, lay down beside me. Oh, baby, 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 tell me how can this be wrong? Grant my last request and just let me hold you. Don't shrug your shoulders. Lay down beside me and sure I can accept that we're going nowhere. But one last time, let's go there. Lay down beside me. Grant my last request and just let me hold you. Shrug your shoulders. Lay down beside me and sure I can accept that we are going nowhere. But one last time, let's go there. Lay down beside me.
All right, that was Paolo Nutini, Last Request. Really beautiful song. He's only 19. The next song is by Shirley Manson, and it is Samson and Delilah, which you probably will recognize, maybe not. And then after that, I'm going to play part of Marilyn Script for a Jester's Tear, because that song's like 9 minutes long, so I'm just going to play part of it.
his hands up around that lion's jaws, and he ripped that beast, and he killed him dead, and the bees made honey in the lion's head. If I had my way, if I had my way, if I had my way, I'd burn this whole building down. If I had my way, if I had my way, if I had my way, I would burn this building down.
All right, and I'm going to play one last song for you, and this song is by Eric Wolfson called Little Hans. I really like the music video because the little boy that's in it looks a lot like the little boy that's plays young Pink in the Pink Floyd movie. But yeah, thank you for listening to the show today. I hope you enjoyed the music and maybe even discovered a band that you enjoy or like. If you want any more information on any of the music too, just let me know and I'll get that playlist for you. Please listen next week. I have no idea what country I'll do or who my guest host will be, but it should be fun. So yeah, Sage, anything last goodbyes?
Goodbye, friends. Thank you for listening.
Yeah.
Alrighty. All right. Tired.
And we're heading to a concert after this.
Yeah,
well,
good luck to us.
So good luck to all of the little musical Vikings. The Nordic Winds is playing? Really?
It's a great band, it's Nordic Winds.
Oh.
Why?
I didn't know that.
What do you think it was?
Symphonic?
That was probably ninth grade, I bet.
Nordic Winds is the top band. No, I just didn't know that. All right, yeah, Little Hans by Eric Wolfson. Thanks for listening.
What do you see? The world is full of big surprises. Little Hans, what can they be? They come in many shapes and sizes. Little boys always love to play, but something is